Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, and good evening, and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Trevelle along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well, as we got a busy Tuesday into a Wednesday, indeed, as we get set sail to New York, and we're going to do some baseball stuff. We'll not in New York, but we'll look at baseball tonight. We got to look at starting quarterback anointments. Or appointments, if you will, as the Colts made a decision. Not a surprise there. We know about Cleveland, and in the college ranks, I'll tell you right now, Notre Dame had a nice problem to have, but they've given the nod to C.J. Carr. Now, if memory serves, he's a Michigan kid who rebuffed the Michigan Wolverines for Notre Dame, and C.J. Carr is an elite talent. What's really interesting about this is his grandfather is the former Michigan coach, Lloyd Carr. So, yeah, he rebuffed the maize and blues and goes with the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame. They'll open on the road at Miami. So, yeah, we'll sprinkle in some of the football stuff with quarterbacks. Obviously, it's a position that we all tend to focus on. The other thing that came across today, which is interesting, is Texas quarterback Manning says that his future plans are still unclear. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, as far as Manning is concerned, what are his future plans? How about, a year or two at Texas? How about the NFL? And how about potentially, who knows, depending if the bloodlines run concurrently with his DNA, that he ends up in the NFL, and maybe, who knows, maybe someday we'll see his bust in Canton, Ohio, but probably need to tap the brakes on that one as well. You know, I turned on the Giants and the Pods last night, and I'm thinking, you know what, this is going to be a good game. And before you know it, Robbie Ray was staked to a 4-0 lead, and I went elsewhere. I went back and finished watching the movie Coda for the second time. I mean, seriously, any game I turned on, the Red Sox game last night, blowout. Turn on some other games, blowout. So, yeah, I'm the kiss of death. So just tell me who your favorite team is, right? And I'll put the old Terrell Hex on him here. We get it going. The Riches later on in the nighttime as we roll through Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. And help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
As we stroll along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday, Sports Overnight America, we'll do a lot of the baseball recapping as we roll through, midweek. But I'll touch on the quarterbacking situations. Daniel Jones gets the nod in Indianapolis. I don't think that's a huge surprise. Comes over from the Giants. He is going to find. It's like he had King Kong on his back, and now he's got a little monkey on his back because the media attention in the heartland, Indianapolis, is a smidgen compared to what he faced in New York. You know, the quarterback in New York, more so with the Giants than the Jets, but, you know, Joe Namath would tell you otherwise because, you know, Broadway Joe got the Jets to – the ultimate promised land, and that's a world championship. But the reality is this. If you're the New York Giants quarterback, you're going to carry the weight of Broadway on your shoulders. You're going to carry the weight of New Jersey on your shoulders and the tri-state area, which is, you know, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And I think it even reaches well into upstate New York where there's a line of demarcation or delineation where Buffalo fans probably – obviously, upstate New York, you're going to have predominantly Buffalo fans. But, you know, it's almost like Saratoga Springs, the Albany area, the Giants. I don't know if they still train in Albany, but they did for years and years and years. So there's a lot of Big Blue fans in the Capital District, Albany, Troy, Schenectady area. But, you know, the New York Giants quarterback is, you know, you're a Broadway, I won't say a star, but, you know, you're illuminated by the bright lights of the New York media and the tri-state area. And Daniel Jones just, you know, he came out of Duke. You know, if he was playing for the Knicks with the Duke pedigree, then it's different. It just is different because you come with, you know, a basketball lineage. Duke football, okay, yeah. There's some talent that's come out of Duke over the years, but I can't even name five guys off the top of my head that were impact players in the NFL that came out of Duke. It's just it's a hoop school. I mean, it's a medical school. It's a great college. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Duke University is as good as it gets academically, athletically. The football, you know, look, you're in the Atlantic Coast Conference. It's not chop beef. chopped liver. It's good football. It's quality football. But Daniel Jones never really kind of, you know, well, he didn't meet the expectations for sure. But, you know, the expectations of Daniel Jones with the Giants were low to begin with, because he came in as, oh, well, he's the Duke guy. And, we saw what it was like. He took shots that were undeserved even before he took a single meaningful snap in the National Football League with the Giants. So he finds a new lease on his life with the Colts. Now, the level of success with the Colts, who knows? And what kind of leash is he going to be on? You know, don't forget, this is an organization. Of course, Ursay passed away earlier this year, back in the spring. And, you know, with him goes a lot of off-field controversy, a lot of unwanted attention. But when you're the owner, you know, Robert Kraft proved that with the Patriots in Foxborough. You know, the quote-unquote massage, if you will, and we know it was not necessarily a massage of the conventional type, but I'm not going to go there, family show. But the fact of the matter is, owners can do one thing, and you don't criticize them for what they do. You don't even criticize them for what they say. It's a different set of rules. You're the owner. You sign the paychecks, literally and figuratively. So, you know, Ursay's out there. But listen, the new regime with the Colts is obviously going to have elevated expectations. And don't forget, they put a lot of time, effort, and money into Richardson. And so far, he's been a China doll. And even when he's been healthy, he's been ineffective. So we'll see. It bears watching. You know, I mean, it's not like it's Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. It's Daniel Jones and it's Richardson. And, you know, we'll see what that organization does ultimately. Meantime, you know, the Cleveland situation, which we talked about yesterday with Jeff and Jen, you know, they're doing the right thing. They're going with Flacco. We said that yesterday. They want as close to a solid, formidable signal caller, at least at the get-go, because they have a grueling first four games of the season, and an 0-4 start probably has Stefanski like a cat on a hot tin roof. He'll be dancing. He'll be singing for his supper if they get off to an 0-4 start, because, listen, the ownership, James Haslam and his wife, the ownership of the Cleveland Browns, are not going to sit there for 13 weeks after the first month of the season and watch a stadium that would be not half empty, but I mean, there'll be a lot of unsold seats and a lot of no-shows, and they don't want that. So that's just the business side colliding with the, with the football side. The reality is it comes down to they're running a business. So we shall see. All right, let's get to the college stuff. This is juicy. We saw Saban get the nod with Ohio State. We know that Arch Manning is the guy in Texas, and I'll get to this story about he's unclear about his future plans. I gotta read more. But CJ Carr wins the quarterbacking derby. Here's the thing with Notre Dame. I mean, it was a front page story in The Athletic, which is the sports section now of the New York Times. They bought The Athletic, and they do great work. I mean, there's as good a sports journalism at The Athletic that you'll find anywhere. It's really, really good. They have a nice stable of reporters and columnists. And they do an outstanding job. And for me, they do, obviously football, basketball, baseball. I love golf. As you well know, we talk a lot of golf on this program, and The Athletic just does an outstanding job. CJ Carr, though, he's going to carry, again, the weight of the world, because you're not just the starting quarterback. You're the starting quarterback at Notre Dame. And both these guys are redshirt freshmen, if memory serves. So this is going to be very interesting. And Notre Dame, though, the blessing is, that is not a difficult schedule. When I hear the Notre Dame podcast and these guys on there saying, you know, this schedule is not a cupcake schedule, but it's not that difficult. They're right. I go through it. I mean, you know, listen, Miami, okay, on the road, that'll be tough. Texas A&M, I want to say, okay. But their home schedule, I mean, their biggest home game this year is going to be Southern Cal on October 18th, and the one right prior to it, October 11th, I think is the more dangerous game of the two, and that's going to be North Carolina State. North Carolina State has a chance to be a very, very good team this year. So that is very interesting. But what Notre Dame was doing with this quarterbacking derby, now they started camp on July 31st, and here we are on, the 19th into the 20th of August. So 3 full weeks to name your starting quarterback. You want to get your receiving core. You want your offensive line. You want your first unit of offense to get into some sort of synergy. Now, is it too late? No, because you still got plenty of practice time and you got that first game. But, you know, Miami on the road is not going to exactly be a cakewalk. So that is very interesting how they finally came around to it. The way the article read in The Athletic was, you know, they may wait another, you know, couple of days, maybe another week before making the decision. But you knew Freeman was starting to feel, Marcus Freeman was starting to hear more than whispers. It was getting loud and his silence was deafening to the media. So interesting there. Let's get to this Manning story here. So why would he, what would he be unclear about? He said he's not plotting on how long he'll stay at Texas or when he'll enter the NFL draft. Okay, well, that goes without saying. I don't know what, again, they go on to say they don't really get what he was talking about. He says he's got to be careful about talking about his future as he leads the number one Longhorns as full-time starter. Yeah, they're preseason number one. With that comes pressure. Plus, you're the Texas quarterback. Plus, you're Arch Manning. So this is what it boils down to, right? And I say the word so too much, so I'm going to work on that. But here's what I honestly feel. Manning is an elite talent. But what do we have to gauge him on right now is a high school career in New Orleans. Okay, a high school career. He is stepping into the shark-infested deep end of the Southeastern Conference waters, starting with a non-conference game August 30th in Columbus, Ohio, against Ohio State, with an untested quarterback lining up opposite of him on the other side. It makes for great intrigue, a certain amount of unknown, but certainly the first barometer, real hard, tangible barometer of what these guys are going to be like. All right, we'll come back on the other side. Sophia Cunningham, more trouble for the Fever. Their fever is about 103. Injury marred. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports. I'll save the rest of the college football for Mike Griffith coming up at 40 past the hour. I do want to say this, though. It was I got some clarification, but it was Grandpa Archie Manning. Obviously, Arch Manning is a derivative of Archie and a grandson. So he told a magazine in Texas that he felt that Arch would be with the Longhorns through not only this year, but all of 2026. So that's where that came from. And so obviously Arch, you know, had to face the barking dogs, the knights of the keyboard, if you will, all the writers and broadcasters. And once they get a morsel like that, they're like sharks. You throw it in there, you quickly see blood, and they go for it. And everyone tries to be first and break a story and have the first crack at, hey, I got it right. He's going to be a one and done. So great job out of Arch, really, to get a good schooling on, hey, Grandpa, calm down. Would you please be careful what you say? But it's going to be fun to watch him. It really is. All right, let's get to the, if I could get Dom in here. Dom, we talked about it yesterday, if you don't mind. Sophia Cunningham, it looks like an MCL tear out for the year. Other injuries, Caitlin, day-to-day or game-to-game, if you will, status unknown. They'd be the sixth seed today. They haven't played horribly, big comeback win against Connecticut over the weekend. But with Cunningham, about an 8.5, 9-point game scored, a nice three-point shooter when she gets on a roll here a little bit. But I think we have to downgrade the Indiana Fever, and you may have already. I was, kind of living vicariously through, hey, a Caitlin Clark return. Maybe this team can really take a move forward and make a run into the playoffs. But I would downgrade that right now. How do you see the Cunningham? How do you see the totality of the MASH unit right now that is the Indiana Fever? If you could, please, let me hear.
Yeah, so head coach Stephanie White actually said she hopes Caitlin Clark is back before the playoffs begin. So
Correct. That's
a big if we're going to see her again before the playoffs roll around. Sophie Cunningham, a good player. She's not going to move the needle, but when you have when you look at a roster in totality, she's a great player to have. 3-and-D mm-hmm. player, very similar to Lexi Hull. And I will say one thing. We talk about, you mentioned Caitlin Clark, you mentioned Sophie Cunningham. This is actually the fourth guard that's gone down. Ari McDonald is out for the year, as is Sydney Colson. Mm-hmm. They signed Odyssey Sims, who was with the Sparks earlier this year, just because they have, like, no guards. I don't want to say they're in trouble. I don't know what their schedule is like, but they're going to have some difficulties. They're going to have to lean heavily on Aaliyah Boston and Natasha Howard at the forward spot for sure, though.
I think that's true. And then you just don't know what kind of reentry time Caitlin's going to need. I would say, and kind of hinted at this, and it was a guess. It's not like I had any inside information because I didn't. But you get the idea. They'd like to get a couple of games out of Clark before postseason begins. But they've got to finish strong enough to get into the postseason right now. Because I think only eight get in. Is that right?
Correct.
Only eight teams get in? Yeah, so eight teams get in, and you're at six. That can change in a nanosecond. I'll have to look at the standings to see if they're let me look real quick if I can.
They have a 2.5-game lead on LA, who is in ninth.
Ninth. Okay. So that's probably, and how many they play in the regular? They got what? Probably not that many games left. So you're holding on to 2.5 game lead. I would say right now, I would put it probably 70-34 Indiana getting in. 70% chance to get into the postseason. I don't know if ESPN actually puts up a percentage. Probably not. But I agree with you. Cunningham is a nice role player. And I think you're right. She's a lot like Lexi. So this is on the surface by a standalone injury, maybe not the end of the world, but in terms of a piece of their playoff puzzle, and they're a puzzle built on hopefully success. I think it's not a devastating blow, but certainly going to be something that they're going to have to navigate. All right, let's get to baseball. I want to start with the Padres. And the Dodgers. Now, look, the Padres, I'm still clinging because of what's about to happen this weekend, and that'll be the return series this time to San Diego, to Petco. And the Padres right now are, in my opinion, going to be in a situation where they may not have to sweep, but they better not give up any more ground because, I mean, we're moving towards late August, and in September, we kind of get sports fans, for the most part, will get a little bit distracted unless there's a good race, a great race. And I think the National League West could be a really great race, and I hope we get one. I'm not confident that the American League East is going to shake out. Milwaukee's drawn clear. You could make the case that the American League West and all the baseball attention will be in the Pacific time zone if that's the case. So, Houston's in the central time zone. But, Seattle is surprising a lot of people. And you look at the pitching staff and you look at that lineup, they tend to be very streaky, though. And I haven't watched a ton of Seattle Mariner baseball, but when I've seen them, they've either been spot on with pitching, winning low-scoring games, but we've also seen them put up some big numbers. But they don't do it consistently. It's not like they're an offensive juggernaut, but they do have a catcher that is putting up incredible numbers right now. But it's going to be very interesting in that National League West. And the Dodgers bullpen has been really, really shaky. And funny, I should say that because I did curse every game last night. I did jump over on the MLB app and brought it up because I pay for that package. And it's been worth it. I've gotten enough use out of it to justify the cost. But let me just see here real quick. Because I don't remember, and I didn't listen to many scoreboard shows today at all. Last night, it was the Rockies beat them 4-3. It was 3-3, and the Dodgers had a Freddie Freeman double, couldn't move them along. 4-3, the final, the Rockies. Wow. But we know what happened to the Padres, too. You give up three dingers in the first inning. I turn that game on, and I'm like, what the heck happened? The Giants, they did what? They scored four runs. They hit three dingers, a solo, and then a two-run blast after I think Schmidt might have walked. Maybe he got on base with a single. I don't know. But then, boom, three dingers, and that was it for the Giants, and that's all they needed. So their four-run first stood up, 4-3, the final. No ground made by the San Diego Padres. Why do I like the Padres over the Dodgers? Maybe it's wishful thinking, but I hope that their bullpen, which I believe has probably the best numbers in the majors, if not, it's right there. Their bullpen is very good. If the Padres can get a lead into the sixth or seventh inning, you don't have much of a chance to beat them against that bullpen. Now, look. Things can change. Obviously, they can change. September, helmets get tighter, hands get tighter, thinking gets tighter, there's more pressure. Okay, it can be a cyclical thing. But on the surface, and if you evaluate the talent, I'm taking the Padres bullpen over just about any bullpen in baseball right now. And you know what Tatis and Machado are about. They've got some pop in that lineup. They have some guys. The table setters aren't horrible. I think they're well managed. The starting pitching, while not phenomenal, they're good. They didn't go crazy at the deadline. They didn't, get rid of some talent and take a flyer. They pretty much, if I recall correctly, held pretty steadfast. I just think it's going to be great. And I want to see the Dodgers get tested, because when you have the payroll and you have the kind of money that they generate through their media rights, their television and media rights, it's crazy. And we know they've got the centerpiece. You know, they've got Ohtani, Freddie Freeman. That lineup is just, there's not really an easy out, at least in terms of just look at the numbers. But they've been very, very streaky. And how do you go into Denver and lose that game on a Monday night? You saw exactly how they did it. They left runners on in scoring position. The pitching wasn't horrible. And Colorado, I think, played tag team, if I'm not mistaken, in a 4-3 game. I'm going to say the over and under was 3.5, and I think they used 4 pitchers last night, maybe 5. Let me look. So, you know, look, this is the worst team in baseball. It's not even close. The Rockies are god-awful. But the one thing that really caught my eye was how many fans were there. Now, there can't be that many Dodger fans in Colorado or in Denver proper. But it was astonishing to me. There was a very good crowd there. All right, the Rockies, the Dodgers use Yamamoto, Henriquez, and Robleski, who got the loss. And the Rockies used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pitchers. Vodnik got the win. He only worked that one inning. So they had 4 out of Freeland, who did a okay job, gave up 2 runs. Hill, Peralta, Mejia, and Mejia can bring it. That kid can absolutely, he's got an elastic band arm, rubber arm. Mejia was outstanding in his one inning, had a strikeout. He didn't walk anybody, did give up the Freeman double, but they stranded Freddie at second, and then Vodnik scavengered the win 4-3 on the year for him. He's got to be the only pitcher over 500 on the Rockies staff, would be my guess. All right, we will come back. It'll be Mike Griffith. We will roll into college football. Yes, Manning, the Notre Dame quarterbacking situation, Ohio State. We're getting down to crunch time. Kickoff Saturday in Dublin, Kansas State and Iowa State. A little bit of Lola Young to take us into the break. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday, Newark Bay Wednesday at Sports Overnight America Across Country. iHeart, tune in. We got TuneIn Pro. You can listen on Simple Radio, sportsbyline.com, sportsovernight.com, sportsovernightamerica.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll see the little button there right on the main page, and away we go. Let's get him in here. Mike Griffith, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, does a great job chronicling not only Georgia, but the SEC and college football globally. He really does a great job. And I say globally because the season really gets underway in Dublin on Saturday with Kansas State and Iowa State. It's going to be nice to see a game that counts, huh, Mike? Let's start right there in Dublin. Then we'll do a little Notre Dame quarterback, Ohio State quarterback, a little Arch Manning and some other stuff. But I'm ready for Saturday. What about you?
Yeah, you know, it's the start of college football. It's an exciting time, no doubt. You know, Kansas State, Iowa State, it's kind of a, well, okay, I guess we'll watch these two teams. I mean, if you're not already dialed in, I guess you'll be dialed in that side. And then maybe that's the point of it, right? You know, they get the opportunity to have the big stage, if you will, by having that week zero to themselves. You know, Marty, maybe one day all of college football is going to be starting a week earlier. You know, there's been a lot of talk lately about you know, possibly an expanded playoff of 24 or even 28 teams.
My Lord, you know. Well, we saw it. We saw the proliferation of expansion in basketball because I remember the days when the NIT, I'm old enough to remember when the NIT was huge. The NCAA was still a big tournament, but the NIT culminating in New York and the Final Four in New York was huge. There was a time where, and not in, well, it wasn't my lifetime, but I wasn't really cognizant of it. But there was a time where the NIT was bigger than the NCAA. But, yeah, I hope they can tap the brakes on the expansion, kind of do it gradually. All right, let's go with Notre Dame now. Look at a kid from Michigan, C.J. Carr, I don't need to tell you, his granddad, former Michigan coach Lloyd Carr, so we spurned Michigan for Notre Dame. And then the Minchie kid, Kenny Minchie, this is a Tennessee kid, who I got to assume was hotly sought by SEC schools, including the Vols. But Notre Dame is going to give the ball to Carr. Do you have an opinion? And, boy, that was a derby. And there was a derby in Ohio State, too. And ultimately, Sayan got the nod there. Give me a quick hit on those two quarterbacking scenarios. Then we'll get to Arch. Go ahead.
Well, you know, like you said, you know, going over a redshirt freshman, it's interesting that they have both still. It's probably not a coincidence they waited this long into the process before naming one. You wonder, Marty, if, you know, this means one's automatically out the door. It is interesting, you know, these transfer windows now. And we've seen, you know, you really got to have two good quarterbacks to win a national championship, it seems like. I know that happened for both Alabama and Georgia when you think about their runs. You know,
very
Alabama,
true.
Of course, you know, Bryce Young and Jalen Hurts, that was a pretty good combination. And then, you know, Stetson Bennett came off the bench in 2021 and ended up being the guy. So depth's important. You know, you look at the Irish, seems like they have a lot in place. And I said it last year, I'll say it again. I mean, Marcus Freeman, this guy's special. I know he's young, but I remember when he was the defensive coordinator at Cincinnati and they played Georgia in a Peach Bowl in the COVID year. And he had Todd Monken, who, by the way, is a pretty good offensive mind there with the Ravens now. He had Monken crossed up. And I said, man, this Cincinnati defense, they did things different. And if you look at the preparation that Notre Dame had for Georgia in the playoff, I mean, Notre Dame, I think they only had about 244. In fact, Marty, it was the fewest total offensive yards by
right,
any team
right.
that had won a college football playoff game. And it was because of that Marcus Freeman defense.
That and special teams, I mean, it's so true, and you're right. Those offensive numbers were nothing to write home about. I'll tell you, I got to come clean, though. I didn't like the hire. I'm thinking, what are they doing? This guy's too young. He's not going to – I couldn't have been more wrong. Freeman's an elite coach, not only by way of Cincinnati, but he played at Ohio State, did he not?
Yeah, he did, and he got so close to winning the title. You know, and he'd had a lot of frustration. He doesn't really talk about it. He was an outstanding football player. I want to say he had like 12 or 13 tackles in one of those games, but – you know, Marcus, you know, he's got a lot of, I think he's got a little Jim Tressel in him, if I'm not mistaken. I think a little bit in his background. Tressel's, you know, pretty special coach there at Ohio State. Obviously, he had a national championship, too. Marcus came after that. But, you know, I'm excited about Notre Dame. I think however the playoffs shakes out, 12, 16, 24, 28, you know, I think the Irish now, I think this NIL really plays into their hands. And now all of a sudden, what do we call it, the Notre Dame broadcasting channel, NBC, you know, that deal really right. To play big time for the Irish in the NIL era.
Hey, so what does Kenny Minchie do? Does he take this in stride and sit there with a clipboard and flashing hand signals, hoping that Carr, you know, underachieves and he gets his nod? I mean, that's just the reality of humanity. You want to be the guy. You want to be the quarterback. The quarterback always gets the beautiful girl, so to speak, and a lot more. So let me ask you this question. What does Kenny Minchie do? Or does he sit there and kind of put himself in the fetal position and call home and say, yeah, I should have gone elsewhere? You made a very salient point, I think, right at the top of the show or our discourse here today, suggesting – that could be a deal breaker right there for a prized recruit coming out of Tennessee, Kenny Minchie. What do you think?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, he's a young enough guy that there's still time. And you know, we're talking about one play away, Marty. I mean, you know, this is just the reality of the situation. I you know, when you're that, isn't he a sophomore, isn't he? Isn't he only a sophomore? I think he's only a sophomore, isn't he? So,
Yeah.
I mean, so you're one play away. You know, you're going to evaluate the season at the end of the year, obviously. You know, if Carr solidifies the job, then you're going to be a hot commodity in the portal. You're going to have options. You're going to know early enough. It's not going to be one of these Nico, I'm going to leave you situations where you're going to wait till after spring. So, believe me, there's plenty of schools right now that are aware of this quarterback decision, and there's going to be some contact made, even though, you know, probably through back channels, you know, nothing that – you know, that would technically violate anything. They're pretty smart about how they go about it. But this kid's going to have options. But hey, look, he's one play away. And, you know, playing quarterback for Notre Dame, that's a heck of a value to that. That might be worth sticking around for. You know, maybe you give it another year. It depends on how it's managed. It depends on his commitment to that program. It depends on his options. You know, he might be able to, you know, strike up a pretty big NIL deal from another program that could have interest in him.
Yeah, weird. It's just such a new era. There really is. All right, let's get to Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, our college football maestro. Let me look. Carr was a redshirt freshman. Minchie is a sophomore. Thank you. They did not redshirt him. All right, so let me ask you this question. Arch Manning, I mean, Archie, Grandpa was just talking and, you know, he's got to realize Archie Manning's not stupid. I mean, he said, well, you know, Arch probably going to be at Texas right through 2026. And so Arch then comes out and says, whoa, Grandpa, slow down. You know, my future's unclear. I don't blame the media, but, I mean, do we really care whether he's going to be one and done or come back for a second year? Can we get through Ohio State and see who wins that battle between Saban and Arch Manning? I mean, seriously. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's right. You know, let's play a little football. Let's let them have a start this season before we start. Listen, and here's the thing. I got to tell you, I'm a fan of college football. I covered as a journalist, but obviously I love the sport, and I'm really excited about Arch Manning. I was really impressed with his presentation at the SEC media days. I talked a lot to David Cutcliffe about him. Obviously, you know, Cutcliffe was the guy that coached up Peyton Manning at Tennessee, and then, of course, Eli at Ole Miss, and, you know, Cutcliffe's still a bit of a quarterback whisperer. You better believe that, you know, he's been in the background, you know, for Arch as well. Look, and he just said, hey, just go have fun. And I think that you're going to have, after this opener, win, lose, or draw, and we're in an era now where, let's face it, either one of these teams could lose the game and still make the playoff, win a national championship. My goodness, I mean, we saw, you know, Ohio State lose the last game of the regular season at home and still get to host a playoff game. So I think it's a fun game. I think it's an exciting game. I think both of these teams have a lot of questions. They're ranked number one and number two, but, You know, right now, do I really believe these are the two best programs in college football? No. But do I understand why they're 1 and 2? Absolutely. So I'm excited about that. That's less than 2 weeks away. And we're going to watch Arch play. So much pressure on this kid's shoulders, and he really seems to be built for it and handle it well. As far as, you know, talking about his future and leaving his options open, that's a smart thing to do. I don't think you want to box yourself in. I mean, especially when you kind of take a look at, you know, how things are negotiated these days. I mean, if people know for sure that you're sticking around, you know, perhaps some of these opportunities and, you know, financial opportunities don't come up. And you got to kind of see how the season plays out for Texas. I mean, what if, you know, play the what if scenario, Marty. I mean, what if Texas finds a way to lose 3 or 4 games? And what if there's a better opportunity for Arch, dare I say, in the transfer portal, right? I mean, take a look at who's starting for Ohio State. Yeah, Sam, he didn't start out. He started out Alabama. We got Alabama North here, right? You know, we had Caleb Downs over there on defense. You got Julian Smith. You know, you had Quinshon Duncan from Ole Miss. You know, these Buckeyes, you ever wonder how an SEC team would do in the Big Ten? Well, take a look at Ohio State. You know, they got some frontline guys from the SEC doing pretty good for the Buckeyes, you know?
I think the Buckeyes are going to beat them, and the sole reason is I think there's more talent top to bottom. I don't know about the quarterbacking situation. I think it'll be a key ingredient in the outcome of that game. But the game's in Columbus at the Horseshoe, and I cannot wait for August 30th. Hey, look at this. When you said that, I almost fell out of my chair, but then I got myself back up off the ground. They lose to Ohio State. Maybe Manning comes out and just has a complete, I mean, disastrous, you know, full-time debut, okay? So let's just say he soils himself and the Longhorns. Look, they don't play another game after that until a meaningful game, until after a bye week on September 27th. They come back. They go to Gainesville to take on Florida, yeah. Oklahoma, at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vandy. I could see them losing at Georgia and Texas A&M. They could lose 4 games. That would be a disaster in Austin. And the whole Lone Star State, right?
I mean, it is the SEC. You know, you got 10 teams that are ranked in the top 25. But listen, I got to tell you, Marty, that ain't going to happen. If Texas has problems, I mean, it's not going to be Arch Manning. They do have a lot of other questions. You know, they got a rebuilt offensive line. You know, they got to replace some really talented receivers. You saw Makuba, the safety, had a pick 6. I mean, that guy was a pretty special player last year. I don't think he got enough attention. He got Gunnar Stockton's attention, knocked him out at the end of the SEC title game. But, you know, I like Arch Manning. I think he's going to be fine. I don't know about the supporting cast. I know there's talent there, but putting it together, you know, Texas has had a way of having kind of that 1 or 2 off games during the regular season. I wonder a little bit about, you know, speaking of Notre Dame, I wonder a little bit about A&M. Speaking of teams that are to play Notre Dame, I wonder if Texas A&M now in year 2, could they be a dark horse? They bring back 16, 17 starters, and it's year 2 for their head coach. Alabama, I got to tell you the update. You saw their running back guy there. This is a really big injury, and I looked a little closer with the magnifying glass because Georgia plays the Crimson Tide September 27th. Their leading returning rusher only had about 160 yards last year. Their number 2, Justice Haynes, he went up to Michigan. The Big Ten, you know, they invested another SEC back, Justice Haynes. So Alabama, the cupboard is somewhat bare in terms of experience, depth at running back. This was the one guy they really couldn't afford to have injured. I'm a little surprised that they're not a little bit more stocked up at that position. So, you know, things can change quickly in college football. You didn't bring up the injury factor at quarterback, you know, when you mentioned some of these named quarterbacks, and be it Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas. The complexion can change quickly in college football. And the teams we're talking right now, Notre Dame was losing to Northern Illinois about a year ago, right? And by the end of the season.
Oh, my Lord. Now, why'd you take that shot at my Irish? I knew you were going to bring that up. I swear to God. Hey, listen,
well, they
you are the best.
Adversity. They responded to adversity, Marty.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, listen, love you, man. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate it, Mike. You're with us throughout the year. It is going to be absolutely wonderful. I look forward to next week when we talk to you about an actual game of Iowa State, Kansas State over in Dublin. Thank you, Mike.
Can't wait. Thanks, Marty. Have a great one.
All right, closing thoughts and a special shout-out to the West Coast. I'm Marty Terrell here. This is Sports Overnight America.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Marty Chorale here. All right, we're New York bound tomorrow. We'll do a little Broadway show because Giovanna Scroggins will be in the air chair tomorrow. So we'll do a Broadway show, then we'll amble our way up the Taconic Parkway. We'll make our way to New England. We'll have a stop off on our way to Westboro, Massachusetts in Amherst, Mass., so we can regale you with the Pioneer Valley and some of the hot summer spots. All right, so we'll do that. I want to do a special shout out because this means the world to me and it makes my heart fill with joy. But, you know, last Thanksgiving, we were blessed, myself, Elizabeth, and her daughter, Annie, Elizabeth Howard. We had a great Thanksgiving, probably the best Christmas ever, but one of the greatest gifts sometimes you have to wait for, and that is the whole Nicholas family, Kathy Nicholas and her daughter Emily, her son Casey and the crew. Well, Emily and Josh got married. I forgot Josh's name, my bad, but they're going to be with child in February. Congratulations. It was the most amazing wedding ever, and it was made especially great because we found a way to get Casey Nicholas there, and he Ubered his way to the venue, and it was just the most memorable wedding. And what an amazing family. So, you know me, I got to take care of friends and family on this radio program. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding work out of you as always. And again, Giovanna Scroggins tomorrow night, you know, she's going to serve up some Longhorn. She's going to be serving up her Texas Longhorns tomorrow. Obviously, some more takes on the Arch Manning situation. Enjoy the baseball tonight on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Take care of your family out there, folks. Thanks for listening. And we're back at it Thursday right here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.